So that, invariably, there's some running one way or another.
Sure, sure. In fact, I do the same thing. Any black that's been in any kind of position where he has to deal with a lot of folk and has got any kind of sense of self-security and any kind of backup will slow down, want to know, and everybody wants to know, but will slow down, want to be of help, right, on the modern fast freeway. It's difficult to do, but you try to do it anyway. And the policeman see you, you know, what are you doing? I just want to know, as a citizen, yeah. Oh, you know, why are you stopped? It's none of your damn business. Boom, boom, boom. But when you talk very straight to them, without raising your voice, but letting them know that you've got a right to know, all right? And if it gets down to it, that they have a history that gives you a right to know.
So this leads to questions. I'm thinking about you and the civil rights movement, yeah. Dr. King, and the 60s, and now we're in the 90s. Profits and gains, debits and whatever. Where are we? Have we progressed? Have we retrogressed?
Well, it's according to what period we're talking about. Is we have retrogressed under Reagan. See, the last 10 years has been a backward movement, and the statistics prove it. For instance, let me give you an idea, just one. Right now, 11.9% of black Americans earn less than $5,000 a year. It was 7.6%, I believe, all right? It is now 11.9, less than $5,000 a year. When you think what that means, that's backwardness. Any way you look at the statistics today, we've gone backwards, except in the very top. But Money Magazine did an excellent article in December on money and race, which is well to read. Where they're talking about they're dealing with the top 30% of blacks, for instance, black managers and so forth. And it's very clear that a black college graduate who has been a manager is still twice as likely to be unemployed as a white man in the same condition. A black man with a college education will make 26% less than a white man with a college education. A black man with a master's degree. A black man with a college education will make slightly less than a white man, a white high school graduate. Remember those statistics we've known for 40 years ago, right? They still basically exist.
So, Ray, that's interesting. The election of, we think of Reagan, not so much Reagan, but Reaganism,
the whole idea.
I suppose racism itself played a role in the election.
Oh, in fact, we have a sitting
aside
president.
From the jingoism.
Oh, we have a sitting president right now, who was partially elected with a racist political ploy.
Willie Horton.
That's the point. The use of Willie Horton. We have a sitting president. We're not talking about what used to be.
Now
this is a natural follow-up.
Now here we use Willie Horton and the whole approach to the young black male, and of course that key crime in the streets is a code word for young black
that's
male.
Right. Right. Those are code words.
That's a code word.
Yeah.
And so fear of crime on the streets means fear of the young black male.
But you really have to go beyond that.
Go ahead.
All right. You see, what we don't talk about in this society, but which is basis for it and lurks in the back mind and shows itself on every curve, the Horton thing wouldn't have been bad except he raped a woman. It is the sexual fear that is basic. Right? And that's what you have to see. It is the sexual fear of the white male, the sexual insecurity of the white male, his fear that somebody, that he's not as good in bed, that there's somebody who is more sexual than he is, can outdo him, and that he's afraid of, and that person is, of course, animalistic, and is out to rape everybody. Which is basically a projection of his own desire for sex, more so than his black desire for sex. But it is the sexual racism that is very basic and has to be seen.
I'm glad you raised that, because that is one of the keys. There's no question that the fear of black male on the part of white male.
That's it.
We'll come to white female in
that's
a moment.
That's another thing.
White male and is that if he is a superior man, he thinks he's superior, yet inferior in that which is the fulcrum of his life.
That's right. And that's the way he thinks.
So
that it is the fulcrum of his life, the way he thinks it, right?
Yeah.
But we have to understand, Studs, how all this got started. Right? You see, I do a chart. I spend an hour on a chart in every one of my workshops. I'll be doing it tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, I'll do this one. Is that where that what happened is the white woman is put on a pedestal as being superhuman, right?